7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
No, that is clearly not the correct time, and whatever, because the actual time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee, and I am fun. I am in the worst possible shape you can imagine, still. I don't know what you're thinking. You're thinking, hey, Tobe. You sort of managed to do a traditional starting of this Dubious Goals Committee meeting. Did you get better? No. I am, in fact, getting worse. And I should probably tell you now that the possibility exists that I'm going to be hospitalized soon. If that happens, boy, you might miss out on some episodes of the Dubious Goals Committee, but I will do everything I can to actually do the show from the hospital. Yeah. So anyway, I'm actually sitting here at the table today because I had to do some emails. I got up. My sleep schedule is really, really messed up, and so I don't want to say I'm up late because, you know, I woke up at 6 a.m., but where was I going with this? I don't even care. I got tea. Oh. What kind of tea am I drinking today? Let's find out. Oh, it's good. I need that. I'm a little bit more. Yeah, I'm drinking the High Mountain Oolong today. It's really good. I'm happy.
I'm a buff baby that can dance like a man. I can shake a my fanny, I can shake a my can. I'm a tough tootin' baby, I can punch at your buns. Punch at your buns, I can punch all your buns. If you're an evil witch, I will punch you for fun.
Yeah, so what this all means is that you're basically getting the worst show yet. This is going to be an extraordinarily low effort Dubious Goals Committee today. But don't worry, because I've actually got some synth stuff lined up. Nothing good, of course. But, you know, at least it's something to do. Oh, man. Yeah, so I'm also sitting here drinking, what is this stuff called? Dye-free electrolyte solution. Yeah, so I get to dye for free. I'm going to avoid all death taxes by drinking this electrolyte solution. And all I can say is that it tastes like the hospital. Yeah. It's got that hospital flavor. Even though there's pictures of strawberries on the label, it tastes like pure, unadulterated hospital. Let's read the ingredients, see if there's any strawberries in it. We have water and dextrose
and then less than 2% of citric acid, potassium citrate, salt, sodium citrate, natural flavor, the hospital, sucralose, and then ace full same, acesulfame potassium, and zinc gluconate. I don't know what this word is. Acesulfame. Acesulfame. Halofino. It's probably Latin for hospital. No wonder this tastes so goddamn much like hospital. Now you probably are wondering, Tobe, what does hospital taste like? Well, not unlike horse hoof. Yeah, so, I know what you're thinking. Tobe, when are we going to get around to doing some of that synth stuff? Well, I think we can probably do some synth stuff right after we check in with the Autonomous Commie Republic.
The Autonomous Commie Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Commie people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
Making efforts to use radios as vehicles of the psychological warfare.
Could be wrong. I could be.
See? Well, okay. So we've got a little public image limited there with Rise. I do like songs titled Rise. I play a lot of songs with the title Rise on this show, I've noticed. But Mr. Lydon makes an interesting point. If anger is an energy, does this mean that I can look forward to anger-powered cars? An anger-powered automobile. You know, that would be great, but I don't feel like being that angry. I don't know. I don't have time to be that angry anymore. Oh, damn it, now I can't get the bottle. There we go. Can't get the bottle open, but now I can. Anger. That's a young man's game. Drinking some more of the dye-free electrolyte solution here. If you're not part of the problem, you're part of the solution. Yeah, there's a precipitate joke in there somewhere. Maybe a titration joke. But I don't feel like trying to think it up. You know how long it's been since I've done a titration? I'm having flashbacks to the hospital. And here's the thing, if I do have to go to the hospital, I'm going to have to go to a different hospital. A new hospital for me. And I hope they have a bathtub. I don't know if they do or not. Oh, I can't sit like this.
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special grease dissolvers cut through grease fast.
Hurry.
409 is so effective, it starts to work before you start to wipe.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Nyampasu.
Yeah, Nyampasu 1981, Mom. What are you going to do about that? Yeah, nothing. I didn't think so. So anyway, I promised some synth stuff. Let's synth. Last night, in a fit of, oh my God, I'm so bored just sitting here, I started thinking about synth stuff. And started thinking about analog synthy stuff, and I started thinking about all my favorite analog synthy guys. And I started thinking about, you know, the classics like Giorgio Moroder. I started thinking about Tangerine Dream. And when I started thinking about Tangerine Dream, then I started thinking about Dave Stewart. And not Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics / the movie Hackers. I'm talking about the other Dave Stewart. The other Dave Stewart that is part of Stewart and Glaskin. What's her name? I don't remember. It doesn't matter right now. Every time I think of Tangerine Dream, I think of Dave Stewart. Why? Because Dave Stewart used to write for Keyboard Magazine back in the 90s. And he's a very funny guy. And one day he did a one-liner joke about how he used to have to transcribe Tangerine Dream pieces. And it's a visual joke, so I can't relate it to you here. But then I started thinking about, what's his name? My mind just went blank. John Carpenter. John Carpenter is one of my favorite filmmakers because he's a very do-it-yourself guy, and he made a lot of classic do-it-yourself movies, including but not limited to Dark Star, Big Trouble in Little China, Escape from New York. And one thing I love about John Carpenter is that he soundtracked his own movies with synth. And so I started thinking, okay, how can I make a John Carpenter type of soundtrack? So I started messing with synth, and I thought, well, you got to start with bass. And so I put this together. Yeah. How John Carpenter is that? Thing is, I'm going to have to put the microphone down because I got to operate the synth with two hands here. So here we go. Here's my John Carpenter bass. It's so great. That's not Tangerine Dream bass. That is definitely John Carter bass, or John Carpenter bass. And then there's got to be an arpeggio, and I haven't even gotten that far, and I don't know how much I really want to get into this, because this is... Okay, well, let's just see what we can do here. First, we need to find some room on my sequencer. We got to get past this crap. Let's go right about here. And we'll put a little start marker there. And can we record? Okay, let's try track one. Do we have bass? Yeah, we got some bass. We got some bass. And I need to do this first. Yeah, go back to that now. Can I record? This is a test to see if I have any idea what I'm actually doing. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. No. Oh, maybe I can. There we go. And damn, that's abrupt. That's a bad release. Once you lift the key, then it just stops. Okay, so what do we got here? Can we turn the scale down? What the hell's going on here? And I press play. Okay. and it recorded, but it recorded the wrong thing because you got to have it back in a different mode when you're doing the thing. And so, but then we get it right about here. And it starts to sound about right. Okay, yeah, this is starting to sound like some John Carpenter music. Let's stop it. Return to the beginning. All right, now what do we need? We need that arpeggio I was talking about. Yeah, so what do we need? We need something like that'll work. We need something that sounds pretty saw wave analog-y. And we need a simple four-note chord arpeggio. Let's try minor. Let's try diminished. Yeah, I like that. And then we go. Oh, yeah. We definitely got some John Carpenter action rolling up in here. We need to tweak these parameters a little bit. Okay, let's put these together now, see what we get. What were we doing? Let's just test it. And that doesn't work. Play, you monkey. I'm pushing the damn button. I'm pushing the damn play button. What's the problem here? Okay. Let me switch back to your instrument so we can tweak it. All right. Now we got a mix problem. What damn channel am I on? I'm still on track one. We need to what, Tobe? We need to get into track two. How do I do that? Okay. Now we're on track two. But we need to bring. We need to bring the damn mix down. I thought I did that like this. No, I thought we did it like this. No. There it is. We're on track two. Let's crank this way down. There we go. Starting to sound like music now. Why doesn't this start? Weird. But I don't care. We gotta fix this. We gotta fix this track. That bass line is crap. And I just realized we don't have another octave to go up. Can we just do this? Yes, we can. Now, what was I doing? Oh yeah, we're tweaking knobs. Now imagine you're trying to escape from New York.
wrong knob.
And then grunk, grunk, our little thing ends. Okay, well, at least I'm getting some ideas of what needs to happen here. And maybe I need to record it right to begin with in the sequencer, because I didn't do it right and now it sounds wonky. So lame. I'm terrible at this, but again, let me apologize for a very low effort show today. Just because I'm not doing so great. So, Dubious Goals Committee doesn't do so great. Now I gotta figure out, I just realized something. I don't have any damn food. Grunk. That ending of that is terrible. Ugh, it annoys me so much. In fact, I'm erasing it right now. Lift. Max lift 90 seconds. I don't know what that means. Okay, I guess I'm gonna have to do some kind of effort. All I want to do is erase this damn track that I don't like. I guess I could just do this. It records silence. No, we're not recording. Oh, wait, we can't record silence because it now goes into overdub mode. Oh, nyan pasu. Yeah, that's what happens when you try to arpeggiate nyampasus. I do not want to arpeggiate nyampasus. And I don't know how to turn the ding. Oh, yeah.